Water is so good for health, Jefferson County Stober Elementary strives to make it the favorite drink. Fourth grader Aram says it's perfect after exercise.
When I play Capture the Flag, I get a really quick drink.
He heads to his favorite water fountain.
Tastes really good and tastes cold.
The water's good in another way, because this Denver Metro School District has been testing every single sink and fountain for the heavy metal known as lead. After all, excess lead can damage health.
Typically, the levels that we see are really related to cognitive problems later in life. Kids not learning as well, kids not being able to pay attention as well at school.
Mike Van Dyke is Colorado's Chief of Environmental Epidemiology. He says lead contamination is more common than most people realize. As for the source,
lead paint, lead in soil, and I think if you're in an older house, you need to at least think about lead in your water.
Many Colorado school districts are thinking about lead in their water because many school buildings are older. Plus, last year came the tragedy of Flint, Michigan. In Flint, cutting corners on water safety left some homes with lead in drinking water hundreds of times higher than what the Environmental Protection Agency considers safe.
Flint, Michigan brought lead in water to the surface.
Kim McDonald directs environmental services for Jefferson County Schools and its 85,000 students. While public water providers do random checks of homes for high lead levels, they don't test schools. McDonald says Jeffco schools had not checked water levels of lead for nearly three decades. So last spring, Jeffco started testing every single fountain and faucet in the district.
We have probably spent overall between water sampling and fixture changes at some of the schools, probably around $300,000.
Jeffco has tested around 7,000 sinks and water fountains. They've been checking location by location. They found higher lead in water where pipes are corroded or when water's been sitting. McDonald points out that excess lead in water can happen anywhere with metal pipes.
Anybody who has plumbing and water fixtures has the potential to have some lead content in them.
93% of Jeffco water samples have come back safe. That's a better grade A than the EPA's 90% standard mandated for random tests of home drinking water. But for the sake of kids, Jeffco wants no excessive lead. So the school district has replaced the most corroded plumbing. For an example of stagnant water at Stober, McDonald heads through the library, past a coffee machine, to a quiet corner with a little sink.
This is the only location at which we found an elevated level of lead.
It's a supervised location. Still, they've labeled the sink.
We've got the picture for the wee ones that can't read that has a faucet with a glass of water underneath it and a circle with a line through it. It also states on there, do not drink for hand washing only. You know, the water here in this sink is appropriate for hand washing. We wouldn't want anybody to fill their water bottle here.
For people who want to check for lead at home, McDonald says contact local health officials. She adds that one way to reduce lead in drinking water is, first thing in the morning, at least do this.
It's a good idea to run the water until you feel a change in the temperature and it becomes more cold.
How many times does he have to do that?
Cold means fresher, which might be why Stober Elementary students call the most popular and flowing water fountain the best.
The water here is colder.
It tasted really good.
To keep it really good, Jeffco Schools plans to test each school's water for lead every 5 years. For Connecting the Drops and Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Shelley Schlender.
Connecting the Drops is a collaboration between Rocky Mountain Community Radio stations and the Colorado Foundation for Water Education. Find out more at yourwatercolorado.org. Support for this piece comes from CoBank, a national cooperative bank helping to provide financing solutions for rural water systems. Learn more at cobank.com.